The Ara. And that is, we're talking about going out of town to learn, right? Interesting. So this idea of leaving your house to go learn, the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, it's in Choshem Mishpat Simin Ches. So he was sent a very interesting shaila. The story was as follows. There was a yid who was a very big gvir, and he died. And before he died, he wrote a tzava, and in his tzava, he said that he should take his money, establish a keren. And the interest that it generates, he had worked out exactly what should be done with it, and everything was l'toivas neshmasa. He wanted that in the Olam HaEmes, his neshama should have an aliyah, so that the money that was going to be generated from his trust, from what he had left over, this money should all go to benefit his neshama. One of the things he wrote was as follows. He wants that the apotropos that was appointed to oversee this, he should find a bacher, Yonik v'chacham, find a boy that's a real prodigy, someone that everyone thinks is destined for greatness. Shouldn't be younger than 10. Shouldn't be older than 15. So he wanted somebody between the age of 10 and 15. Should give him, he had the amount of money, and the money should go to make sure that he can sit and learn without any digus until he turns 25 years old. And he wants this boy to grow up and be gevaldig, and he's going to be a meirei rab with Klal Yisrael. He's going to, and it's going to be a tzchus for his neshama because it's all being financed with his money. This is what he wants. Says the Chassam Sofer, ubetnai kafel kam upon him. So he had a good lawyer, and he wrote this many times. Betnai kafel she yirchayk nidut veyumay biyeshiva chutz l'medina dafka. He wants him to go learn out of town. That's where he wants to be. Vatam befurish, and the reason he wanted him to go out of town, he wrote it very clearly. Keinenu roya b'medina atzma shum mokim mucham butzak liyeshiva rabat satayra. He didn't feel there was any yeshiva that would cater to the needs of this boy. So he wanted him dafka to go out of town. Either way, he told Apotropos, I don't have any boy of mine. I leave it up to you. Find this boy, but you have to make sure she yasik rak b'teiros Hashem v'riyosik kol hayom elu divrei atzava kifisha hutakol lefana. Either way, what happened was hinei apotropos leimatzu ben yosef mukshav v'charef ki in ben vas. He found one boy. He was the son of one of the ga'onim in this medina. The medina that this person felt there were no good yeshivas in, so he made sure he wanted him to go out of town. Either way, they took this boy. They sent him out of town to a really good yeshiva. He went together with a chavrusa, a yosim ani. That was a good friend of his, and they go together to learn. They were there for a year and a half in this yeshiva, and then something happened, the yeshiva closed down. And the boys were forced to come back home to the Medina. Either way, the father, who's this big goyin, he sees his son, and he takashtayed a lot in a year and a half. But he felt that at this point already, he can just keep the boy by him, he can homeschool him. He felt he would learn with him together, and let the boy shine. Not just that, what he wanted to do was, he felt that this ani, this chavrusa, I mean here, this boy is making real money, and the ani is not getting anything. So what he wanted to do was two things. Number one, he wanted to homeschool the boys. And number two, he wanted to take this beis meyos zehuvim, and he wanted to divide it amongst the two boys. But that's not what the tzava said. So he sent the shaila to the Chassam Sofer. So what do I do? Is this okay? Am I doing the right thing? I sent them out of town. I know he wrote it, but tonight Kofli said it many times. We tried. L'maisa sinish gegangen. But right now, I think the boy shteigd already. I'm not worried anymore. I feel I can groom him to be the meir ha'ira that this yid that died wanted him to be. Either way, this is what he wants. So the Chassam Sofer, obviously, like in all his tshuvas, he discusses every single element and every single nuance. It's a very long geshmaka tshuva. But the first thing he talks about is this idea that the person that died, the nifter, he wanted that the boy should go out of town to learn. This is what he writes. Pashen, Yosef. He says, it's most pashen mi beya bekusfa sheyoftas. That when the Nifter said that the boy should learn out of town. It was posh. It was so obvious what he did. That he sent them out of town. He should be away from his house. Because if he's going to be home, he's going to spend time with his parents, his wife, his children. if you want to steig ois in the proper way, you have to leave your family. Says the Chassam Sofer, Vafilu Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Asher Kol Yisrael L'shkim L'pischei, V'shchichi M'sif Tega Beit Feik, M'vur Perek Beis Nidir Daf Yudalim with Beis, said Rabbeinu HaKodesh had the biggest yeshiva. It's a gemara, Nidir Daf Yudalim, Mikom Okim Pasik, L'Rab Shimon Merei, when it came to his own son, Rab Shimon, L'meza L'bei Rav, he sent him out of town for 12 years, Ayin Ksuv V'samach Beis Amid Beis. So why did he do that? Why did he send him out of town? He had the biggest yeshiva, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So because a bacher has to leave home. If he doesn't leave home, he's never going to be able to be matzliach. He won't reach his fullest potential because he's going to be busy with kakum, good things, but things that are going to take away. He said, "Afilu meretz Yisrael l'chutz laretz nader dulu my Torah afagav shehoyu shon beretz Yisrael yeshivas." You see, people left yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael to go learn in chutz laretz. Why did they have to do that? It must be because that it was understood that the right thing to do is to go away. And then he says something unbelievable. He brings other Marmar Kaimis, Rabbi Avo sent his son to Tveria, even though Rabbi Avo himself had a big yeshiva. So the Chassam Sofer is mefalfa with different Seder Hadoris type Marum Mekomis, where he brings rayas from different Gedolim Yisrael that had big yeshivas, and still they send their children to go out alone. He says, we all know the Gemara in the end of the first Berakim Sachnas Megillah, the Yaakov Avinu was punished for leaving his parents. So he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim, and that's why he lost Yosef. But for 14 years that he was the yeshiva Shem Ve'ever, he wasn't punished. Those 14 years he wasn't punished. Says the Chassam Sofer, how did Chazal know that the 14 years that Yaakov Avinu wasn't punished for the 14 years he was learning Shem Ve'ever? He says, I'd like to pose another suggestion. Maybe, you know which 14 years he wasn't punished for? The 14 years that he was in Beis Lavan, that he was working for Rachel and Leah. And the emes is, the time that he was working for Rachel and Leah, he was b'mekayim the mitzvah of Pruvu, which is also a mitzvah rabbi, Lumay Torah v'lisa isha. And by the way, it's a pasuk, Alkein Yazoy Vishas Ove V'imoy V'dovak Bishtoy. So maybe when he was b'mekayim Alkein Yazoy Vishas Ove V'imoy V'dovak Bishtoy, then he wasn't punished. That's a pasuk. It's a pasuk in Barashas Bein. But maybe as it relates to Lumay Torah, maybe not. Zogt the Chassam Sofer half of a fellow. Half of a fellow. What's his punchline? He says, because Pruvu Yaakov Avinu could have been Mekayim even by his father. It's not a stira. He could have worked it out. Why didn't it work? Because he stole the brachas from Esav. That forced him to run away. That's why he wasn't by his parents. On some level, Yaakov, they were medakta kachot asari, he ends up being punished. But technically, theoretically, in a perfect world, had he not had tsaros with Esav, had this all not gone down, he would have been home, he would have found a shidduch somehow or another, and he would have gotten married. But the 14 years that Yaakov learned B'vei Shem Ve'ever, he couldn't have learned B'vei Sovim. Because it's not possible to learn B'vei Sovim. A person has to leave his father's house to learn. So it was punished those 14 years, even without Esav, he would have ended up Yeshiva Shem Ve'ever. So you couldn't have punished him for that. You could punish him for the 14 years. Even prove who you're right, it's a big mitzvah. But do it with the tata and the mama. Who said you go away from your parents and you're not mechabed them? There's an Indian of Kibbutz Avim. It's just as it relates to the years that he was learning, there mainly couldn't be by his father. Mainly couldn't be by his father. Just say one other Marim Makim on this note. Parashas V'zoy Sabracha. U'lelevi Yomar, Tumecha V'urecha, L'ish Chasidecha, Hashem Isisa, B'masa T'rivei Yomar. Ha'oimer, La'avivu Le'imar Lo'i Re'isiv, Ves Echav Le'hikir, Ves Bonav Le'yada, Hishamru Imrasecha, U'brischa Yintzayru. Levi says, La'avivu Le'imar, my father, my Lo'i Re'isiv. Now, I've never seen you. Ves Achiv, he doesn't recognize his brother. Ves Bonav Le'yada, he doesn't even know his children. Why not? Kishamru Imrasecha. Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says it's referring to after the Chet Egel, Levi was forced to kill the Yidden that worshipped the Egel, even though they had mishpacha that were from other Shvatim. That's how Imer la'aviv le'imer le'ri'isiv as echav le'hikir v'as banav le'yada. Chayim v'lozhana. In Ruach Chayim, on the Mishnah, Rav Nuraya Yomer, Hevi goyva l'makim Torah, says Rav Chayim v'lozhan, two lines, K'may shekasuv b'levi, says Reb Chaim V'lashin, heavy goyle the makim Torah. You know what the makir is? It's this pasuk that if a person wants to steig in learning, heavy goyle the makim Torah. Reb Nuroy is the one that said that. Which Briskerov famously said is the makar to the Rambam and the Shmita. If a person wants to achieve levels of Torah on the Rab Nehurai level, heavy goyle the makom Torah. Like the Chassam Sofer said, Rebbe sent his son Reb Shimon away, Rebbe Vo sent his son away. Yaakov Avinu wasn't punished for the 40 years because it was understood that for Yaakov Avinu to be the Amud HaTorah, he had to be away. It wasn't possible. There was no other way to do this. He had to be away. That's the Tifkait Levi. Shevet Levi says, La'avavu le'imai le'ri'isif, v'es echav le'hikir, v'es banav le'yada, haflu v'feli.